Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're diving into something today that affects all of us. I mean, it's something we all deal with, and that's the financial strain on the healthcare system here in the U.S. It's a tough topic, but we're going to look at some hopeful new solutions that are popping up.
It's interesting because this isn't just a problem for patients. Healthcare providers are feeling the pressure too,
Oh, absolutely.
with rising costs, unpaid bills. It's a complicated issue for sure, but there are some really innovative approaches out there that are worth looking into.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Our deep dive today is based on an article called, and this is a mouthful, Reversing Healthcare's Financial Crisis: A Look into Patient Access Solutions. It was written by Meredith Kirchner, the COO of a company called Cure, and it was published on February 6, 2025 on HIT Consultant. And I got to tell you, some of the stats in this article are pretty shocking.
Like what?
Well, one of the biggest ones that jumped out at me was that nearly 79 million Americans are struggling to pay their medical bills. Can you imagine that? That's like almost the entire population of Germany dealing with medical debt.
That's a staggering number. It really puts the scope of this problem into perspective. And it's not just about the financial burden either, right? It's the impact it has on people's lives. The article highlights that over a quarter of adults, 27% to be exact, have actually skipped necessary medical treatment because of the cost.
It's scary to think about the long-term consequences of putting off essential care. It can lead to even bigger problems down the line, not just for those individuals, but for the entire healthcare system.
It really is a vicious cycle. And the article also points out that this isn't just hurting patients, it's putting a huge strain on healthcare providers too. Think about all those unpaid bills. It can be crippling, especially for hospitals in underserved communities that are already working with limited resources.
It's a tough situation all around. Hospitals need to be able to provide care, but they also have to stay afloat financially to keep their doors open. So how do we tackle this? Well, the article suggests some really interesting solutions, and you might be surprised where they're drawing inspiration from.
I'm intrigued.
Where?
The retail industry.
The retail industry. That's not what I was expecting.
Yeah, it's an interesting connection, right? But when you think about it, retailers are really good at engaging customers, offering those flexible payment options, and using data to personalize their experiences.
That's true. So how are companies like Cure using these retail strategies to make healthcare more affordable?
Well, the key is in creating these comprehensive patient financial platforms. Think of it as a one-stop shop where patients can manage everything related to their healthcare finances, from scheduling appointments and verifying insurance to setting up payment plans that actually work for their budget. So it's all about giving patients more control over their healthcare journey and making it easier for them to understand what they owe up front. That's a big change from the often confusing and opaque system we're used to.
Exactly. And one of the best parts about these platforms is that they can help patients avoid those dreaded surprise medical bills. You know the ones I'm talking about.
Oh, tell me about it. Those are the worst. But what about people who are already struggling with medical debt? Can these platforms help them too?
Absolutely. That's where the flexible payment options really come in. These platforms offer a variety of plans, from income-based repayment to interest-free installments, to help patients manage their debt in a way that fits their situation. It's all about creating a system that's tailored to individual needs.
It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. That's really important when we're talking about affordability and accessibility.
Exactly. And you know what else is great? These platforms can also connect patients with additional resources they might be eligible for,
Oh, like what?
like Medicaid or ACA plans. Things that can significantly lower their healthcare costs. It's like they're trying to cover all the bases when it comes to patient financial well-being.
And it's not just about helping patients, is it? Remember, we were talking about healthcare providers struggling too. These platforms actually play a crucial role in helping them recover revenue that would otherwise be lost as bad debt.
You mentioned that earlier. So how does that work?
Well, by simplifying the billing process and offering those flexible payment options, they make it easier for patients to understand and actually pay their bills. This leads to more consistent payments for providers, which can be a game changer, especially for those in underserved communities.
It sounds like a win-win for everyone involved. Patients get the support they need to manage their costs, and providers get paid for their services, allowing them to keep providing care to those who need it most.
Exactly. And what really stands out to me about Cure is their focus on patient advocacy. It's not just about the platform, they actually have a team dedicated to helping patients navigate the whole healthcare financing maze.
You mean they actually have people you can talk to?
Yeah. They have a whole team of patient advocates who can answer questions, explain those confusing billing statements, and even negotiate with insurance companies on your behalf.
It's like having a personal healthcare financial advisor in your corner. That's amazing. It really sounds like they're going above and beyond to make healthcare more accessible and affordable for everyone.
They really are, and that's what sets them apart. They understand that financial stress is a huge barrier to healthcare access, so they're actively working to remove that barrier for as many people as possible.
That's a huge peace of mind for people who are already feeling overwhelmed by the healthcare system.
Exactly. And it's not just about providing support, it's also a smart business strategy. When patients feel understood and supported, they're more likely to trust the system, follow their treatment plans, and ultimately pay their bills.
It all comes back around. By focusing on patient well-being, Cure is also helping healthcare providers improve their financial stability, which is essential for ensuring quality care for everyone.
Right, and that's where Cure's approach really stands out. They're not just treating the symptoms of the problem, they're getting to the root cause by creating a system that's more fair, transparent, and sustainable.
It's a complete shift from the way we've traditionally handled healthcare billing, which often felt confusing and adversarial. It's like they've turned it on its head and created a system designed to work for everyone, both patients and providers.
Yeah, it's a much-needed change in perspective. And it's not just the individuals who are directly benefiting from Cure's platform. There are broader implications for the entire healthcare system.
Oh, interesting. Like what?
Well, by reducing the amount of bad debt that hospitals have to write off, Cure is freeing up resources that can be reinvested back into patient care, research, and infrastructure.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So it's not just about solving a problem, it's about creating a positive feedback loop that benefits everyone.
Exactly. And this ripple effect goes beyond just the financial aspects of healthcare. When patients feel empowered and supported, they're more likely to actively participate in their own care, which can lead to better health outcomes and lower healthcare costs over time.
It's like they're addressing the issue on multiple levels, financial, emotional, and even societal. It's a holistic approach to improving healthcare.
Absolutely. And it's inspiring to see a company taking such a proactive and innovative approach to tackling such a complex and widespread problem.
It definitely gives me hope for the future of healthcare. If we can borrow from other industries like retail and apply those ideas to create a more patient-centered system, then we can actually make progress toward making healthcare affordable and accessible to everyone.
I agree. And it's really exciting because Cure is just one example. There are other companies out there developing similar solutions, which means the landscape of healthcare financing is ready for a change.
That's great to hear. So for our listeners out there who are interested in learning more about these new solutions, are there resources available?
Definitely. Cure has a ton of information on their website, like blog posts, case studies, and even a patient resource center. And they're always happy to answer questions and connect patients with the help they need.
That's awesome. And for those who are interested in exploring other options, there are several organizations focused on transparency and affordability in healthcare. Just a quick search online will show you a variety of resources to help patients understand their rights, compare costs, and find the best care for their needs and their budget.
And it's important to remember that the more you know, the better off you are. The more patients understand their options and responsibilities, the more they can advocate for themselves and make the best decisions.
It's about taking charge of your healthcare journey, both medically and financially, which can be empowering and lead to a better experience overall.
Definitely. And it's not as hard as you might think. There's help out there to guide patients every step of the way.
It really feels like we're moving toward a healthcare system that's not just affordable, but more human too. You know, one that actually cares about people.
I agree. And this whole idea of patient empowerment is huge. When people understand their healthcare costs and have choices, they're more likely to make good decisions and be involved in their own care.
This deep dive has really been eye-opening for me. For a long time, I felt like we were stuck with this affordability problem. But seeing these new solutions pop up is giving me hope.
Me too. It's a really interesting time for healthcare, and while we still have work to do, companies like Cure are leading the way to a future where healthcare is accessible and affordable for everyone.
Absolutely. This has been a fascinating look at a topic that affects all of us. The financial strain on healthcare is definitely a complex issue, but there's some really innovative solutions out there making a real difference.
Yeah, for sure. And as we wrap up, I just want to encourage all our listeners to stay curious, ask questions, explore the resources out there. The more we know as patients, the better we can navigate the system and fight for our own well-being.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this journey, everyone. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into a topic that's shaping our world. Until then, keep learning and exploring.